Hey, Larkin Rose here, and I talk a lot about the morality, or lack thereof, of all of politics and the entire notion of government and political authority and why it's anti-human and inherently immoral and destructive and insane and lots of things like that. So there's the moral side of things, and then there's the practical side of things where people, even if they believe in the divine right of politicians, even if they think, well, if a bunch of people vote for something evil, it becomes good. Ta-da! Which is inherent to the belief in government. You have to believe that to believe in government. You literally have to believe that what would be wrong for you to do and your neighbors to do and me to do and everybody you know magically becomes right if you all do these weird pseudo-religious rituals and vote on power-happy psychos that then do these strange rituals and call it legislation. And now it's law. Now we're bossing your neighbors around and robbing them by force. But now it's magically okay because it isn't mere mortals doing it. It's government doing it. So you already have to believe that. It's already bonkers. Aside from all that is the reality of how politicians deceive and manipulate and trick people just over and over and over and over again. And that's why my first book is called How to Be a Successful Tyrant. Hoping to get that back in print soon if I can. Because it would be bad enough if people say, I advocate this form of violence against all my neighbors as long as it's done by way of law and authority. Okay, that's immoral and destructive. But what every single statist actually does is advocate things he isn't trying to advocate. Like, and that's even if he's all the way a statist. I want to stamp out drugs. Why? Because I want to get those drugs off the streets. Does it work? No, makes it worse. And then the CIA is running drugs everywhere. And the price goes up. The profit margin is through the roof. So, and then because it doesn't have the protection of law, it's inherently going to become violent because the people running it are going to be the ones, like, they're already outside the law, so why bother not being violent? And so on and so forth. So if the average statist got what he actually wanted by way of government, that would still be immoral. But he doesn't. Instead, he falls for tricks that end up empowering psychopaths and not even giving him what he wants. So, and it's the same thing with, like, the left who are like, well, we want a government that gives free stuff to everybody. Well, what actually happens? Well, you have this massive ruling class, does a crappy job of all of that. Weirdly, suddenly, now it has leverage over people and you only get free stuff if you kiss the ass of the ruling class. And if you do anything we don't like, and this is the danger of the whole digital ID thing and all that crap, then we'll sort of make life hard for you by not quite giving you that free stuff. We're going to buy your loyalty and buy your obedience with stolen loot. So the number of ways in which tyrants have bamboozled and betrayed and stabbed in the back, even the people who wanted status BS, is just, it's all they ever do. And the thing is, this isn't new, and that's what I wanted to make this video about. If you're immoral enough to think that asking government to do things that would be evil if you did them, if you want government to do that on your behalf and do evil things to your neighbor, okay, you kind of suck. You're an immoral person. Now, mostly you were just indoctrinated into that and taught to believe that's perfectly fine. It's not perfectly fine. It's no more fine than hiring some thug to do things you don't have the right to do. In fact, it literally is hiring some thug to do things you don't have the right to do. Be that as it may, on top of that, are you falling for tricks that don't even end up giving you what you want? Yes, you are. If you vote, you absolutely are. Constantly, every single frickin' time. Always. And it's kind of amazing if you, in my, oh, here it is. How to Be a Successful Tyrant. I don't know why I'm bothering telling you about this book, because you can't find it right now. It's out of print. I'm trying to do something about this. But this book has a huge number of quotes from people going back hundreds of years, thousands of years, describing how tyrants do what they do. Plato, 2,000 years ago, saying, "From this root and no other a tyrant springs. When he first appears, he is a protector." Every stinking time. 2,000 years ago, he's explaining, yep, this is how they always do it. They don't come along and say, "Hey, give me power so I can be a tyrant." They say, "Hey, give me power so I can protect you." And so this book has a lot of quotes of people describing how tyrants trick people into giving up their freedom in exchange for security that they don't get, and protection that they don't get, and prosperity that they don't get, and lots of things they don't get. Like, you went to a master and he promised, "Hey, if you'll be my slave, I'll do all these good things for you." "Okay, that sounds great. Now you're my slave. You don't get any of those good things. Hey, that's not fair." That's human history in a nutshell. Like, all of political history in like one sentence. That's it. But what's so frustrating is we live in this day and age. We have the internet. You can look up anything you want. Going back decades, going back centuries, going back millennia, you can read any number of authors, including lots and lots of famous ones, who will describe in detail, here is how tyrants are going to trick you. And the vast majority of people, A, never bothered to read any of that or pay any attention, and B, specifically cheer for exactly what smart people have been warning them against for centuries and centuries. And it's just amazing that people never stink and learn. Like, it's one thing if somebody comes up with a clever trick and, "Oh, I didn't understand, that was pretty clever." Like, "Oh, people fell for a scam because this made it seem legitimate, and then, oh, nope, turned out it was a scam. Wow, you suck. You sneaky bastard, we hate you." Well, if the exact same thing happens the next day and you fall for it again, at what point are you an idiot? At what point are you not an innocent victim anymore? Like, you've been warned about this over and over and over again. And so, you know, I do occasional I told you so posts where I will post things I said, like things I said about Trump before he was elected the first time, all of which are absolutely true. Every single one was dead on, completely accurate. And I will post that. Now, some people say, "Oh, you must enjoy saying I told you so." No, I think and don't, because I told you so. I didn't tell you so so you could fall for the same bullshit again and later I could point out what a fucking moron you are. I told you so you wouldn't fucking fall for it. The same way Plato told you so you wouldn't fucking fall for it. The same way Patrick Henry and Thomas Paine and Thomas Jefferson and Etienne de la Boetie and Albert J. Nock and Frederick Bastiat, and the list is a zillion miles long. Now, I put myself in that list, even though mine is the very dumbed-down version. Like, there's lots of those people, like, all of them are more eloquent and well-spoken than I am. I try to dumb down what I say to make it so patently obvious that even a complete moron should be able to understand and go, "Oh yeah, that's what they would do. Maybe we shouldn't fall for that." So the idea that I'm delighting in, "I told you so," no, I'm fucking not. I didn't tell you so to make you feel stupid later. I told you so so that maybe you wouldn't fucking fall for it. And that's the same with everybody I know, warning people, do not fall for this. And like the young people, "Socialism sounds great, you colossal morons." How many millions of people have to die as a result of that stupid collectivist bullshit before you won't fall for it? And the number of, like, some people have written like gigantic treatises about why it's inherently doomed to fail and become violent, and, "Oh, we're going to give everybody what they need." Really? Who's going to decide what they need? A central committee. Gee whiz, so the Central Committee will decide what everybody gets. Yeah, no room for corruption there, huh? Even if we didn't have all the history showing what a catastrophe it is, if you think about it, you should go, yeah, that's not gonna go well. Who's deciding what I need? To each according to his need. Okay, according to whom? Who decides what I need? And from each according to his ability. Who's deciding what my ability is? Like, you're expected to do this much work. Do I get to decide? I'm guessing, no, somebody else is gonna decide. The Politburo, the committee of this, the whatever the hell you call it, that is your new ruler. And he will violently control you and steal whatever he wants from you and give you whatever he wants to give you, which will be almost nothing. Unless you totally kiss his ass and help empower him, then he'll give you a few more crumbs. And people have been explaining this since before Karl Marx's stupidity, before Stalin and Lenin. People were explaining the insanity of collectivism before they built giant fucking empires that murdered tens of millions of people. And explaining why this is how this is going to go. And people are like, oh, but it sounds good. Let's do it. Yay, Mao. Oh, look, 42 million of your own people dead. Yay, that worked great. But at least now we have that example that was so dreadfully horrible that we'll never do that again. Until we do, we the human race, over and over and over and over and over again, because people are fucking stupid and they don't learn their lessons. And it's the same thing with Nazi Germany. People look at it, and Mussolini, and, you know, I've mentioned this before, I'll throw it in again. Of course, Hitler and the Third Reich are the example used as the ultimate tyranny. When Soviet Russia was just as bad. In fact, in some ways, it was more vicious. It also had a higher overall body count. Now, if you're murdering a bunch of people, bickering over which is more evil is kind of ridiculous. That's about as evil as you can get. You're doing authoritarian bullshit, which is murdering innocent people. So, like, bickering over which one's worse, what does that even mean? But the only reason that the Nazis are used as the generic example of tyranny is because the U.S. ruling class was buddies with Mao. Richard Nixon shaking Mao's hand, shaking the hand of the biggest mass murderer in the history of the world. And then, of course, at World War II, Uncle Joe Stalin was our buddy and our ally. Of course, at the beginning of the war, he was ally of the Third Reich, and on the other side, oh, well, you know, let's let bygones be bygones. Now suddenly you're our buddy. So the U.S. ruling class doesn't want to admit how evil they were, so Hitler's the sort of the next in line because, well, we didn't openly support him. Keyword being openly. So we'll use that as the example of tyranny. But still, if you use that example, or Mussolini, they invented fascism in Italy. And you can nitpick about the technical differences between the Italy version of fascism and the Third Reich version of Nazism. And it's all collectivism. It's all authoritarianism. I don't actually give a shit. But lots and lots of people have explained exactly why that happened and studied why it happened, studied the psychology of how the hell did you get people to do evil crap? And not just Nazi Germany, but that's sort of the cliche one that Americans all learn about. Like, try that with Soviet Russia. Why did they do evil crap over there? Why did the enforcers of Mao do this evil crap? Studying the obedience to authority, Stanley Milgram and all that stuff. But the fact that people can explain, experience just hell on earth and describe it and study it and retroactively go, how the hell did that happen? Because it wasn't that most people in Germany just magically turned evil one day. Well, so how the hell did that happen? Well, you got a scapegoat demographic category of people to blame, and you convince a huge portion of the population to hate that category. Not individual people who did something bad, because the state can't get that much power out of going after actually nasty individuals who do actually bad things. You need a category to blame and a category to hate. And so You know, in Russia, you have the czars. They're super mean. We need a rebellion against them. And, you know, Mao came to power again. We're rebelling against the tyranny of the feudal lords and all the stuff going on there. All of these authoritarian empires rose to power railing against the existing injustices. Almost all of them real. Whether they exaggerated or whatever makes no difference. They were all real and people were like, yeah, we need a big, powerful guy on our side to save the day. Does this sound familiar, Democrats and Republicans? Because it's what every fucking person you ever vote for does. They always pretend to be anti-establishment. They always pretend to rail against the injustices that their party has absolutely been a part of the whole stinking time. And they always talk as if giving them power is the way out of it, the way to solve these injustices. And people keep falling for it. And I'm tempted to literally just go through this book, quote by quote, not the stuff I wrote, just the quotes, because there's a huge collection of quotes from other people describing how tyranny works, going back decades and centuries and millennia, describing how the tyrants do it. Necessity is the plea of every infringement on freedom. It is the creed of tyrants. It's the plea of tyrants. It's the creed of slaves. Oh, we needed to do this power because scary things. That has been explained in more ways than I can count. That was... Wait, Daniel Webster or the other one? I always get the Websters mixed up. Over and over again. And the entire argument between the Federalists and Anti-Federalists is like, don't worry, this government will be on our side. And the Anti-Federalists were like, yeah, we've heard that literally every single time there's ever been a ruling class. It never comes out that way. So we want assurances that you don't get to do this. You don't get to tell us what we can say. You definitely don't get to tell us we're not allowed to criticize the ruling class. You don't get to disarm us. We get to retain the ability to overthrow you bastards if we want to. You don't get to raid places without probable cause, without a warrant. You don't get to have fascists deciding on their own whether they're allowed to boss people around and detain people. And does any of this sound familiar? Because it's what the federal government does every fucking day. In every state in the union. And Republicans voted for it, and Democrats voted for it. And all the anti-federalists said, yeah, don't, whatever you do, don't ever let them do that. We've been through that. We've actually studied history, unlike you ignorant morons on TikTok all day watching dancing bunnies or some fucking thing. They studied history. They didn't have the internet, but they knew how to stinking read, and they could read and see, wow, there are common things throughout every single ruling class in history, and here's what you need to avoid. And they explained it in great detail. 80 gazillion quotes you can look up, you can read the Federalist versus Anti-Federalist debates. And they explained, yeah, that sounds good. And it's going to go horribly wrong, because whenever you give government the power to do this, it's going to turn into that. And if we have a president, like Patrick Henry railed against the Constitution, he's like, this president is going to be a power-happy psycho. If you put the military in his hands, he's going to be a warmongering loony. Guess what? They did, and he is, and he was before Trump, and he will be after Trump. Whoever's on that throne will, and they're going to be puppets of other interests anyway. But the fact that all these tricks have been studied and described going back centuries and people still fall for it is just amazing and more than a tad discouraging. And all the people who voted for Trump, to me, the most ridiculous thing is the people who saw Jones Plantation and said, well, that's really cool. That's sort of, yeah, that's how the world works. But in this case, we got to support Trump. Good grief. You literally cheered for the explanation of the trick. Yay, I love the fact that you showed everybody how the trick works. Now, pardon me while I go fall for the same trick, because I'm an idiot and I never stink and learn. And it's Republicans, it's Democrats, it's all voters everywhere, constantly. And they just literally can make a 10-hour video just covering quotes of people, like Thomas Jefferson talking about, you know, if we ever get to the point where government courts are the final arbiters of what's constitutional, well, you have an oligarchy, because those are appointed by the people in power. You don't see a potential problem by having the people in power appointing the ones who get to decide how much power they're allowed to have. Guess what they're going to decide? You can do whatever the hell you want. So FDR packs the courts, and suddenly all sorts of things are constitutional, which are nowhere near constitutional. Never were, not even close, not debatable in any way, shape, or form. How many people paid attention to that warning? And even the documents that Americans know about and celebrate, the Declaration of Independence. First of all, it's a list of all these things that made us super mad. King George III. And if you read that list, you're like, that's it? Holy smokes, these colonies were infinitely more free under a king than they have been in any of our lifetimes under a constitutional republic. And people don't know, and they don't pay attention, and they fall for it over and over again. And all the people going, oh, yeah, well, in this case, I'm glad the president is ordering the murder of random boats in international waters. Well, then you're an idiot. Even if you think it's okay to murder people for trying to sell drugs to somebody, you're still an idiot because they're not doing it to stop the drugs. CIA is the biggest drug runner in the world. It works for the gang that you're imagining wants to stop drugs? How stupid are you? Trump is not trying to stop the flow of drugs. What he is trying to do is instigate a war and make an excuse for more authoritarian power. James Madison, if tyranny ever comes to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Said that a couple hundred years ago. Anybody paying attention? Well, we have to go fight those scary foreigners because we need this war and that war and the other war. We need a giant standing army, even though they all said, here's lots of reasons to never, ever have a standing army. Well, this is an emergency. Here's lots of reasons to never let them throw due process at, well, this is an emergency. To never let them use the military. No, this is an emergency. Just over and over again. And it's kind of amazing. Now, the good news here is people's faith in authority is absolutely still dwindling and falling apart at the seams overall, which is a very slow, annoying process. It's actually been pretty dang fast in recent decades compared to all of human history combined. But it's still slow and stupid. But the number of ways, like, at some point, like, okay, I can read you this quote that every single Democrat and every single Republican describing a tyrant trick they have fallen for every single time they have ever voted. Every single one, without exception. All of them fall for it. And I can go, well, here's this guy saying it. They're still going to fall for it. Well, here's that guy saying it. They're still going to fall for it. Here's a bunch of guys that you say you respect, our founding fathers. Like all the Trumpites pretending they give a crap about the Constitution. No, you don't. You've never read it. You don't even understand it in the slightest. And you go rah, rah, rah about the founding fathers. You go rah, rah, rah about Independence Day while ignoring the document, well, worshiping and ignoring at the same time, which is pretty impressive. The document that says whenever a government becomes destructive of individual liberties, it is the right and duty of the people to alter or abolish it. Do any of you want to pretend that the U.S. government is not a violator of individual liberties? How stupid do you have to be? Democrat, Republican, I don't care what you are. How stupid do you have to be to say the U.S. ruling class is not a violator of individual liberty. It is the only significant violator of individual liberty of Americans. Foreigners are no threat to us. China is not taking over and enslaving us. You are already enslaved by the only gang capable of doing so, because it's the only gang that the dumbass American people imagine to have the right to rule them. And it just goes on and on. Doesn't matter how many times it's described and explained to be, watch out for this trick. This is what the tyrant does, says Plato, 2,000 stinking years ago. He didn't say it in English, because there wasn't English yet. Said it in Latin, so it has to be translated, because that's how far back people have been explaining the same tricks that are still being done today. And people still fall for it. And they still do the idiotic thing of, well, in this case, we really need it because scary immigrants or whatever the stupid thing they're scared of this week. Islam's going to take over if we don't suddenly have a police state. It's just amazing that you can explain a trick to somebody, watch them go, yeah, I understand, yeah, and then fall for it 5 seconds later. And it's... weirdly, I am still optimistic, but I'm still going to vent about how friggin' stupid people are. And it would be, again, it would be one thing if you fell for a trick without ever hearing about it, like, well, I had no way to know. Like, this is a super clever scam, and this guy seemed like he was actually this representative of this person, and I thought it was real, so I gave him my money, and okay, yeah, it was a clever trick, and I fell for it. Sorry about that. But it's not like that. It's somebody literally described to you exactly what politicians will do, down to the letter, which I did in this in great detail. Every single frickin' thing that Trump did, that Biden did, that Clinton did, that Obama did, that the other Bush did, that they all do. I describe it in here. And this came out in 2006. Now, I realize most people aren't reading me saying it because I'm a little nobody. But this book is quoting people whose names you know explaining this stuff going back just forever, and people still fall for it. And even when you point it out, even after they fell for it, even after they can see the destructive results of it, even after they can see that didn't do what you wanted. The war on drugs didn't make drugs go away. It made there be lots of violence and lots of authoritarian bullshit used against lots of people who aren't even involved in the drug trade. Yeah, but I don't like drugs, so we need the DEA. Good grief, how stupid are you? It would be bad enough to fall for a trick that had never been done before if somebody explained it to you beforehand. Watch out when they do this. He's going to say this. They're going to do that. They're going to pitch it like this. But what they really want is that. Well, I'm going to cheer for it anyway. But it's way worse. Because it's people explaining that. People falling for it. It happening. It not doing what they said they wanted. And doing the exact opposite. And doing exactly what the critics said it would do. Like Patrick Henry's description of what would happen if the Constitution were to pass. Dead on, absolutely right in every single way. And all of the assurances of the Federalists were absolutely proven dead, stinking wrong every single fucking time. Patrick Henry is there saying, yeah, they're going to pretend that we'll just have a few tax collectors, nothing like what the state has. Patrick Henry is like, no, there's nothing in this that's actually going to limit it. There's going to be tax collectors everywhere. Then you're going to get robbed by the feds and the state. And guess what? You're getting robbed by the feds and the state because the Constitution included Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, which is something the Articles of Confederation didn't have, because that was just sort of an agreement between smaller bogus ruling classes. This new one is we're going to make a centralized, stronger centralized power, which... Federalists and the Anti-Federalists both said, yeah, that's the purpose of the Constitution. Federalists were like, and it's great. And the Anti-Federalists like, and it's going to suck. But they both agreed the purpose of this Constitution is to strengthen centralized authoritarian power. And so many Americans
The Constitution was written to protect us.
Holy crap. And they repeat it like it's indisputable gospel. Nobody thought that at the time. All of them, everybody on both sides, understood the purpose of this is to create a stronger, centralized authoritarian power, a national government that didn't exist before. And Patrick Henry went to great lengths explaining, here's what it's going to do. He explained why the military was going to become a giant, nasty, standing army, and it did. The Federalists are like, no, it's nothing to fear there. And there will be federal tax collectors all over the place. No, don't worry, they'll just be few and far between. You'll never even meet a federal tax collector in your life. Some of the Federalists literally claim that. Is that true? Do federal tax collectors have no influence on your life? I'll give you a hint. Look at your stinking paycheck. You were warned about all of this over and over and over again. And every step of the way, every voter falls for tricks that have been explained in great detail before they were even done, because they've been done before, over and over and over again, all over the world, all throughout history. Because people with brains have studied, wow, how do tyrants make all these people obey and pay tribute to them? And huh, that's a clever trick. We should probably warn future generations. Somebody should have told them, don't bother. Future generations are fucking stupid. And it doesn't matter how atrocious the results of what happens. It doesn't matter how much you explain it to them and how often you're proven completely right when you say, if you give them this power, it's going to turn into that.
No, because Trump's fighting for America.
So, like I said, overall, I'm very optimistic, but I just needed to vent this because it's not fun saying I told you so over and over and over and over again, like I did under Obama, like I did before that, like I did under Trump, and then Biden, and then Trump again, like I will keep doing. It's not fun to watch generally good, well-intentioned people cheer for their own enslavement over and over again because they don't know how to pay the hell attention. It doesn't have to be to me. Pay the hell attention to the actual famous writers going back centuries who described exactly how this works. And you're still falling for it. Read The Law by Frederick Bastiat. Just that. Just start there. And then stop falling for this crap. So no, saying I told you so is not fun. It's infuriating. Because I wanted the good people to stop cheering for evil. That's the goal of everything I do. I'm not trying to talk evil people into not being evil. That doesn't work. I'm trying to stop good people from accidentally becoming cheerleaders for evil. And holy crap, can that be frustrating when over and over and over again, even people who should know better are like, well, in this case, this is an emergency. We can't like think of principles and tricks and all this stuff that people have been talking about for centuries. No, we need authoritarian power. It's just, it's unbelievable. And I am still optimistic. Statism is going to collapse and fall apart for other reasons. But holy crap, people. can you just not? And there will be comments under this very video of people saying, well, then what would you do about? Good Lord, you dumbasses. You cheered for evil. You got evil. I said you shouldn't have cheered for evil. I said it before you cheered for evil. I said it during you cheering for evil. I said it after you cheered for evil. Then we got exactly the results I said you were going to get. And instead of taking 2 seconds to admit that you were fooled and you were an idiot, you go, well, what's your solution? Don't fucking empower evil. Good grief.
You offer them a truth and a freedom that they don't want. They'll take the comfortable lie over the uncomfortable truth every time.